systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Kaboom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Friday, August 14th, 2009. And my name is Matt.
And my name is Danny.
And thank you guys so much for being with us. This is episode number 232.
All systems go!
Will you please do that? Why did you do that?
You put that on loop!
No. Why does it do that? Is that the cat? Is that the same phenomenon that guy experienced when he's like, those thousand images of child porn was not me, but it was my cat getting up on the keyboard and hitting keys.
And it was kitty porn.
That's awful.
No, that was your retardedness. I don't know what you did there.
It's a touch screen. Some dust must have hit it in the right spot. That's awful.
I guess.
Anyway, like I was saying, this is episode number 232. You
Damn.
Think after like a couple hundred episodes, a couple hundred times of doing this, things like that would never happen? Oh, no.
Oh, they still happen.
Oh, fuck. You have no idea. Things like that happen all the fucking time. Anyway, this is the Friday Night Show. Thank you guys for being with us. We got a lot of, full fucking house tonight. Still no Ustream bot. That's fine. If you guys are listening live, thejamhole.com/feedback. Type shit. We'll read it. Or you can call us live, 406-204-4687. What's that smell?
Got pee.
Got pee. Absolutely. So, if you are wondering, you see a pretty beautiful new white couch.
I do.
That's the new couch. It is so much more comfortable.
I got home and laid on it immediately.
It's amazing what a couch that actually does not have dead bodies in it, like how much more comfortable it is. You would think like all the rotting flesh would be soft and cushy. Nay, it is not. Not at all. But, so, we had a fucking time with this. If you will direct your attention to thejamhole.com/Twitter or the forums, you will maybe have seen pictures of the couch.
Of the remains.
Of the remains, the corpse of,
if
the
you
old,
will.
Of the old couch. Okay, so check this out. Last night, I finally get the internet back on, and it's late. And I'm like, fuck, I totally forgot our new couch is going to be delivered tomorrow. So we got to do something with this old couch. We live in, you know, a not tiny place, but it's not that big.
We don't need two couches.
There's no room for two couches.
No.
So I'm like, okay, let's move this fucker into the spare bedroom, because that's what we were going to do, right? We were
right.
Gonna put it in there, fold it out to a bed when people come over, or I could use that room, sit on the couch, and do my writing. I can shut the door and be by myself.
Like you would sit on that couch
after
you got this one.
I would rather do that. I would rather go in there and shut the door and be by myself than be like, hey, Dana, leave. I would much rather. But since there's just floor in there and half a fucking bookshelf, we do live like trash, don't we?
I think we do, just a little.
Awful.
We have a nice couch, though.
Now we do.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
So what happened with the old couch?
Well, okay, so me and you try to move it, and I don't know if you guys know this or not, but a couch that has a bed inside of it, not the lightest thing in the world.
No, not so
heavier
much.
Heavier than it looks. And
yeah.
I forgot, because we've only moved it once. It used to be over where you're sitting when we did the spring cleaning video. If you guys are new, if you go to thejamhole.com/YouTube, you'll see the spring cleaning video. It was the first time we ever vacuumed this house in like a year or whatever. Disgusting shit. Red Fox says, how do you have half a bookshelf? It started out as a whole bookshelf, and I thought I could move the whole thing, and I slid it into the truck, and the bottom half broke off. So now it's half a bookshelf. And that's all we had until we got this other new bookshelf that's actually in one piece until we have to move it.
And has a giant penis laying on it.
And I break that one. So anyway, so we go to move it, and it does not fit through the door. And yeah, we're like, no. We set it down in the middle of our kitchen. We're like, huh. It's like 11 o'clock. I'm fucking piss-ass fucking tired. I'm
and
like,
I was also.
I do not want to even play with this right now. And we're looking
He's
at
like,
it.
You can't just leave it right here. We can't open
it's
the
in
fridge.
The middle. Yeah, you can't open shit with it. It was right in the middle of the kitchen, literally. You couldn't get around it. So I'm looking at the door, and it's not a full-size, like, normal door. It's a smaller door. Like, our bathroom and then the spare bedroom have little narrow doors. So I'm like, this is, I don't even think this is going to fit. So we end
it
up
would not.
We end up sitting there staring at each other for like 10 minutes like, what do we do now? This is so retarded. We're adults. Like, what do we... I'm, like, trying to move it with my mind,
like,
and it's
look
totally...
at me like, well?
And I'm like, well?
I'm like, dude, I don't fucking know. What do you want to do with it?
You're the adult. Oh, no, wait. I'm the adult. Fuck.
Yeah, you're the adult.
I'm like, fine. I'll call the landlord because this piece of shit was here when I moved in. He'll take it.
Right.
So we're like, cool. Problem solved. Go to bed, right? I get up. And I go to work, and I call the landlord, and he's like, oh, I forgot that was even in there. You can do what you want with it. I'm like, no, I'm calling you, because you need to come take it. And he's like, well, I'm up in Browning right now, which, if you guys aren't familiar with Montana, Browning's the hardcore Indian reservation.
Bird says, did they build the apartment around the couch? Because...
Well, hold on, I'll get to that. Yeah. They must have done fucking something, because, so... He doesn't want to take it, so I'm like, fine, I'll fucking take it to the Goodwill or the dump or whatever the fuck. I don't care.
Right.
So I get back here after I do my route and shit. I check the P.O. box, which we'll talk about after this. And my brother's like, where's the measuring tape? Because I'm like, we can fit it through here now. Me and my brother, we're strong, we're men, we're fucking, yeah, we're going to fit it through here. He's like, we'll just force the fucker. And then we measure it, and it's like... 5 or 6 inches not gonna fit. So we're like, all right, that's fine. We start picking it up and we get it to this door and it doesn't fit out this door. So we're like, how the fuck did they get this couch in here? Cause like Bird said, they couldn't have fucking built the apartment around it, obviously.
No.
Like, how the window, there's a big bay window here that does not open.
Nope.
Because some houses have those that they slide open and you can bring furniture in that way, right?
Yeah, not this
one. This one actually does not. So, we start looking at it, and we have all the cushions off, and my brother's like, dude, just take the bed part out. It's like 4 screws. So we're like, ah. That'll lighten the load totally, and then we'll be able to manipulate it and get it through the door. No fucking problem, right?
No.
So we fucking start taking all the bed part out of it, and we get that out, get that outside, down the stairs, into the truck. No fucking problem. And that's just the part that's the bed, right?
Right.
So then we come back for the couch part, and the frame, like, we had to take doors off hinges, which... The door doesn't close right anymore.
No,
if you've
not
noticed.
At all.
A couple of the screws were stripped, but they were like that already. That's fine. Not my fault. So we start pushing it out. We get it out this first door, and we get it out the fucking part way out of the second door, and it's stuck. Totally fucking stuck.
Like, so, it ain't moving
like
stuff?
Not moving. Like, we got it wedged in there, which is maybe why the door doesn't close right anymore. But holy fucking shit. So we're just like, you know what? Fuck this couch now. It's pouring rain. Fuck it. So we start just tearing this shit. First, I'm like, I'll just cut it apart, all the fabric, because that's what it is. So we cut all the fabric off of it. And there's a big wooden thing there.
Uh-huh.
We're like, it wasn't just fabric. There's a big wooden thing, and that's what's stuck on it, right?
Yeah.
So we start just, like, looking for the weak spots, and Mark starts just kicking it, and we're cracking it and breaking it. And basically, we ripped it out of here piece by piece, and then we were so mad at the couch, we threw it over the balcony, and if you... direct your attention to the jamhole.com/Twitter, to the TwitPig account, you will see the dead couch in pieces laying all over the floor. Which, I might add, almost killed us because it was still attached to things. And because we ripped it apart, we didn't un-nail or screw everything. There was pieces of, like, sharp, rusted nail and staples sticking out everywhere. And when you'd kick it out a little bit, pieces would fling around and try and hit you in the face and shit. It was dangerous.
Jesus fuck,
we almost died. So then, yeah, we got, you know, all the pieces out, threw it over the balcony, and part of it hung up on the bottom of the balcony, and we were thinking if someone was under there smoking, they'd be dead, because it came down right on the walkway, which was awful. No, Jeremy, Jay Wonder says, did you start it on fire? I really wanted to, but my brother had to get back to town, and it was pouring rain. It was completely pouring rain, so it probably wouldn't have even started on fire, but it's good. We got it out of here in pieces, one way or another, right?
Yeah.
My way or the hard way.
Fucking ended up the hard
way. I guess my way was the hard way.
Yes.
It was awful, because we sat there, and we did. We tried our hardest to get it out in one piece, and it blew our mind. Like, how the fuck, and I still don't know. I don't know how they got it in here. Unless Mark said, did they build?
They probably built it in here.
Can you do that, though, with those?
Yeah.
Because some of the pieces didn't look like they came apart. I mean, they did once we ripped them apart. But there was, like, it was glued and seamed and nailed and shit. Not things that you would, I don't know. So we cut it all apart and fucking just tore the shit out of it, which was awesome. So I checked the P.O. box today. Checked it yesterday. And we got this thing up on the wall. I don't know if you can see that. It says meth. Driving down the price of blowjobs for 60 years.
Nice.
And
I've
was
seen
from,
that picture everywhere before.
That was from Burger. And he entered the iPod 120 gig contest. Thejamhole.com/contest. $5 an entry. Enter as many times as you want and you can win this. I gotta tell you. The competition is starting to heat up a little bit. We got
a little bit.
Burger in there with some entries. We got Micklewright in there with some entries. We got Bunny on Belay. She's got some entries. We got, there's a whole list of entries. So definitely we are going to announce the winner on episode 251 for the pre-show. We'll show you guys and then we'll announce it again during the actual podcast. So whoever won, if they didn't catch the live show, they'll know. And then we'll get that sent out to you. But you still got some time. So thejamhole.com/contest, check that out. But so a while ago, I get this message on Twitter, right? That's
right.
Like, hey, I want to donate for the contest and I want to send you some salvia, which was in quotes.
Right.
And if you're a fan
know
of the
what
show,
in quotes means.
You know that salvia is our code word for pot, because salvia is legal and pot's not, but pot pretty much now is. Thejamhole.com/donate is where you can donate, or if you want to enter the contest, yeah, you guys know, tell him. He knows. So I figure he was just high and he was like, I'm going to send you some salvia, like being funny and shit. I'm like, well, make sure you send it good so it doesn't spoil, in quotes, right? Like, don't send it in a fucking envelope that's going to get me fucking arrested, right?
Right. Well,
so I checked the P.O. box today.
Wait, first show what the money was in for the... Yeah, there you go.
Okay, so he sends that meth little cutout, meth motivational poster, and money, like dollar bills, right?
Right.
No PayPal, no check, no money, or just straight up dollar bills. In one of these, direct your attention to camera one. Nice, strong, manila-type envelope, sturdy. Good stuff. So I'm like, okay, he's going to send the salvia in something this or better. I would have expected perhaps some bubble wrap, perhaps even a package, if you will. I don't know. So I checked the P.O. box today, and what is in it? Not this. There's a note in it from the mailman that's like, hey, we had a parcel for you, but you owe us 78 cents. I'm like, the
what?
Fuck? How do I... Wait, hold on. How do
Someone
I...
Someone sent me a letter and I have to pay for it?
This is COD now we're doing. Did you know that we did that?
No.
You guys can just send us stuff and we'll pay for it. It's cool. No, don't ever do that again. I don't know. So
watch, they do it with something huge and awesome and we get pissed because we have to because we want it.
Lucky for me, when we moved the old couch last night when me and Danny did it, I found a $1 bill under the couch with dead 9-day-old fetus feet stamped on it. Do you remember that?
Yeah, that was great.
Apparently someone made a stamp that is little tiny feet, and it said 9-day-old fetus feet. And God loves 9-day-old, I don't know, something like that. But it was like a stop abortion thing. It was stamped on the front and on the back. So I took the 9-day-old fetus feet dollar, and I come back to the post office, and I give him the note, and I give him the fucking dollar. And I'm like, what? I'm expecting a package like this. He hands me this piece of shit.
I know, right?
Totally see,
so awesome.
Totally see-through.
Right.
I'm like, that must be for me.
Uh-huh.
it wasn't like ripped up, but it had seen better days. So he's there and he's feeling it around and I'm like, do you guys usually do that if it doesn't weigh? Like, I'm surprised you didn't just return it to sender, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what I guess they normally. He's like, nah, a lot of people nowadays, because back in the day, if it used to fit in an envelope, no matter how much it weighed, they would send it. Not anymore nowadays, but they're still, they won't send it all the way back unless, like, if I wouldn't have gotten it and paid for it within probably, you know, a week or 2 weeks, then it would have got sent back. But since I was there the day it got there, it was cool. So he hands me this and I hand him the money and I'm like feeling it around. I'm like, I gotta fucking get out of here, dude. If this is what I think it is, I gotta get out of here. So I get my receipt and my 20 whatever cents change. I'm like, thanks. I get back to the office and I open it up and there is
a little something something in it.
This, like this, folded up in the fucking envelope. And I'm like, two dubs. And I was gonna fucking smoke one while I was on my route, but I know what kind of show I do. I know what kind of listeners I have. I have the kind of listeners that will be like, hey, I'm sending you weed, but what they won't tell me is that the weed is laced with PCP or
I know,
something.
Right? That's what I'm kind of worried about, too.
So me, I'm like, oh, cool. I'm going to get high on my route. All of a sudden, I'm fucking seeing things and freaking the fuck out someone in the chat is like, ah, gotcha. That was PCP, nigga. And now I'm fucking died. I'm dead. I crashed and I died and now I'm dead because you thought it was funny to send me PCP. But I do appreciate it. I thought it was funny that it was two joints because as soon as I saw it, I was like, sublime, dude. I smoked two joints in the morning. I thought that was so awesome. So thank you very much, whoever sent this. I mean, I know who sent it. Thank you. You know who you are. P.O. Box 3652, Kalispell, Montana, 59903. If you're going to send this, try this.
With bubble wrap.
With bubble wrap, not this. This is for letters and other bullshit. This, you can't see through, is for the good stuff. Did I just show everyone his address? That's my bad. Don't send him things, so. Anyway, I do appreciate it, and that is fantastic. I'm going to blaze one of these right now. And we're going to talk about some other stuff. So, I watched a little porn. And we don't usually talk about porn. That's more Josh's thing, Big Mouse. They do porn watch.
Porn watch. I love that shit.
I'm glad to see he's recovered from his burns. He's looking good. He heals quick, you know? That Josh, he's a healer.
Healed really quick for that from those candles on that
from that iPhone 3GS
exploding. And having so much fun in the woods on his four-wheeler.
Red Fox says, so you can get high on PCP during your show? Yeah, I can.
Yeah, no, you can handle that. Driving? Another story.
Right, yeah. I can barely read when I'm stoned. I don't think I could read at all while on that. I've done that once, like 2 times in one evening. That's one drug I have never touched since because
really?
It scared the shit out of me. It was one of those highs like when you take too much acid or too many mushrooms and you're like, this is it. This is the time that I'm never coming back from this. I'm going to be like this forever. And it freaks you out because it lasts for maybe an hour, 2 hours, but time is so distorted that it seems like it's days, you know? So you're like, holy shit, I've missed all this shit. But then you come out of it and it's like 2 hours later. You're like, I'm going to do that again. I'm not going to do that again because that was not fun. But so a while ago, I was on ILT, ILoveTorrents.com, awesome site.
Of course you were.
And I saw this porn. It was called Twitter My Shitter.
What
so
the
I'm
fuck?
Like... I like Twitter.
You Twitter fag. What
I
the
like,
fuck?
I like anal. No, actually, I thought it would be something interesting to talk about on the show. Because, like, who the fuck has ever heard of a Twitter porn, right?
Right.
So I was like, the jam hole, you heard it here
Twitter
first.
Twitter porn. Woo!
Well, I have to say, I am a little disappointed.
There's no Twitter.
There was no Twitter. Unless... Is Twitter code for, like, fingering buttholes? Because I noticed there was quite a bit of butthole fingering. Guy
no.
fingering the girl's butthole and
yeah.
then proceeding to wreck that ass. A lot of that. A lot of just ass getting fucking wrecked. You know what guys like to do nowadays? I didn't know this, and I've never personally done it yet.
What?
They like to just ram the pine down the ass, and then they like to pop it out real quick. And they like to, like,
look
put
at
their
it,
fingers
look at it
in
open.
And, like, hold it open. And then they like to spit in it.
That's gross.
It's hot, kind
no,
of.
No, that's not,
no?
dude.
No, it's not
it's
at all.
It's a big gaping hole.
You
that's
can
disgusting.
See.
All the way in there.
Intestines. I saw intestines. Twitter My Shitter. Check it out. I am not bullshitting you. Check that out.
Dude, I hate that, honestly, like when the dude pulls his dick out of the chick's ass and she or he holds it open and I can just see straight down in there. That creeps me out.
Yeah, it was literally, I was imagining like a quarterback taking like a hot dog and just throwing it football style and it just going,
it would go,
boom, gone.
Yeah.
Where'd that go?
That creeps me out. Like,
it's
anal,
weird.
I like watching anal on porn, you know.
Oh, shit, yeah.
It's great. Whatever. I like that. I'm into that. But I hate it when they hold their asshole open. It's creepy. It just, I mean, it's cool if they pull it out and, like, they don't mess with their asshole and it just stays whatever and
well,
it closes back up.
After being wrecked, though, for, like, a good 20 minutes of porn, which probably translates to, like, 2 hours of actual footage, right, that gets edited down.
Right.
It stretches. It's not going to go back right away. And you can tell, like, the first time he sticks it in and then pops it out, like, it clamps shut, right? That's
yeah.
why turds are tapered so the butthole doesn't slam shut.
Yeah, trap wake door up, back there.
Don't wake the neighbors, right?
Right.
Right. So, but after, you know, a couple hours, hi, Alex, a couple hours of just fucking ramming the pine down the ass, dude, it doesn't snap back right away. And I always wonder... Like, I would like to see the video that is the day after her just
oh,
getting...
Chick. Like, okay, because you know what? After you get fucked in the ass, I'm telling you one thing, you don't shit right for at least 2 days.
Right, well, and that's what I'm thinking. Like, follow her around and see how her day goes. Like, after a good 9 to 5 of just getting that ass wrecked, like, that can't... You... Either you're walking really awkwardly, or...
You have
do
anal seepage.
Okay, do they make tampons for your asshole?
I don't know.
Like, the diaper would be the maxi pad, the tampon would be the blank. Like, do they... The paper towel roll. Just
yes, yes. You get a baseball bat and put that inside the towel
a baseball-
roll.
That's awful.
It's like a fucking...
Oh, man.
Big old fucking stick thing.
MDS says, or in Danny's case, you never shit right again in your life. So that's what happened.
No.
8 hour porn sesh, huh?
Maybe.
Porn watch?
Porn
watch?
Bitch. Porn watch,
bitch. That's awesome. So yeah, Twitter My Shitter. Not exactly what I had expected, but still pretty decent nonetheless. So, moving on. When the internet broke,
I
was right in the middle of the fucking show notes, right? And you probably saw that in the jamhole.com/Twitter. Do I need to regulate the chat room?
Hang on, I got this. Don't worry.
Okay, calm down, or I will ban your ass. This is a show. Thank you. Children. So, I'm doing the show notes and shit, and I notice, like, the fucking internet is totally starting to lag. First, I lost Google, which is, like, my HQ, right? All my mail, my fucking reader, all my important shit that I would use to do the show notes is Google-related, which may not be a good thing, but I'm all about
probably
cloud.
Probably not.
Cloud computing is awesome, and I can have it anywhere and on my phone, so whatever. When it goes down, though, I am
fucked.
I have nothing. Like, I can get to all my different mail accounts individually, but I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to chill. So I do that, and I finish typing out the notes, and I save all the HTML into a text file so I have it. Because I'm like, as soon as I hit save, I'm going to get the fucking error that's like, you have no internet right now. Come back later.
Right.
And I'm noticing...
I'm sorry, I can't access your account right now. Could you call back at your soonest convenience?
At your earliest leisure.
Yeah.
So I'm watching the internet slowly die. And that's when you called and you're like, I'm at Famous Dave's and all their computers are out. They have Bresnan. And I'm like, that's got to be what's happening. Fuck me. So
you didn't even know until I said something about
it? Well, no, I noticed it because Google was taking a long time to load, but it was still loading. And other sites were taking long, and then a couple of my news stories I tried to bring up, and I couldn't get to them at all. So then I'm like, okay, something's wrong with the internet, because usually this shit is blazing fast. Our cable is smoking. And then you said that, and I'm like, that makes sense. There's a problem with Bresnan. And then it totally all dropped. Like, I have nothing now. And I'm like, well, I'm going to write.
Well.
So I wrote for a while, smoked a cigarette, got totally fucking blazed, and I'm like, you're probably on your way home, so I don't want to watch a movie. So I'm looking through the TV shows, and I remember a while ago, I was listening to Oh Yeah, Dude, and Seth was talking about this show called Dating in the Dark, and I had downloaded one episode of it just to see if this was as ridiculous as Seth, like, made it out to be, right? Have you ever heard of Dating in the Dark?
No.
Oh my fucking god, this shit right here is amazing. Amazingly, I don't even know. It's so crazy. It's stupid, but it's awesome. But it's awesome for all the wrong reasons, right?
Right.
Is your phone cool?
The case is...
effed?
So stretched out.
Like an asshole that's been wrecked.
Yeah. It keeps sliding all over the place when I'm trying to use it. So when I try to push, like...
You know what'll fix that?
What?
Smear the shit out of it with super glue? And... no?
Sure, if you want to buy me a new phone.
Yeah, nah. I'm still paying on that one, thanks. But, so, I had nothing else to watch. I didn't want to start a movie. There was no new TV show. So I'm like, yeah. I'm going to sit here and I'm going to watch Dating in the Dark, episode 104, right?
Right.
What, basically, since you guys, you don't know, some of you guys in the chat, if you didn't listen to Oh Yeah, Dude talk about it, you might not know what this is. Dating in the Dark is, excuse my face, a reality TV show, obviously, about dating, right? But what they do is, there's this big house, and there's two sides of it. One side has three girls, one side has three guys. And the girls hang out, you know, with each other, right? And the guys hang out with each other.
Right.
And the only time they interact with the opposite sex is in the dark room. And the dark room, you cannot, like, literally, if it is as dark as they say it is, and I believe it is because of the reactions you get, you cannot see your hand in front of your face. You cannot see anything. No shapes, no shades.
They're going to fucking hook you up with the ugliest fucks ever.
Well, no, check this out. Because you see what everyone looks like. They don't see what each other looks like, right?
Right.
And when they're in the dark room, they have infrared cameras. So you see them in black and white, and their eyes look kind of weird. It's not the night vision sex tape look.
Yeah.
But it's them in black and white, basically. It's infrared.
Okay.
Like, if you had a digital camera, turned it on black and white and took a picture of a flower, it looks like that, that kind of infrared okay. look. So anyway, what they do is put everyone in there at the same time, in the dark. So okay. you can't, the idea is, can you have a relationship start out based on just personality, having nothing to do at all with looks, right?
Right.
Because you don't see them, you can smell them, you can hear them,
you can feel them,
you can touch them, but you cannot see them.
I'd be
so,
feeling all over the place.
I don't know.
Your eyes in the right area.
I know, I'd be like, oh, that's my dick, sorry. I would have just dropped trow, got a boner, and just went like a dousing
just
rod.
There.
Just doused. Oh, we struck water.
My God.
That's so awesome. So, I don't know if it's like this with all episodes. Like I said, I've only watched the one, and that was it. The ongoing joke in this episode was when all three guys went in there, the girls were in there first, but they were all like, let's all be quiet so they don't know we're in here. So then the guys come in and they think they're in there by themselves, right? So they're
right.
like, oh, I hope these girls are good and this and that and this. And then all of a sudden you hear Laffy and they're like, yeah, we got you. And they didn't know they were in there. They carried that joke through the whole show. So they interact three and three, and then they all go back to their separate rooms. Then the next day, they're like, okay, who do you want to go on a date with to the guys? And they pick a girl, and then the girls pick a guy, and they go on singles dates, right?
Uh-huh.
And they did the same thing. Like, the girl was in there waiting, or this time the guy was in there waiting, and he was being all quiet, and the girl came in and was like, is anyone here? And the guy was quiet. And then she, like, bumped into him. He was like, nah, I got you. So
she just fucked.
I don't know if that's something they do in every episode, but that would be really awful. So, basically, I like to say that the guys were more judgmental of the girls when they were finally revealed. And what they do is, you're in the dark room.
Right.
You get to see what the guy looks like, but he doesn't see you. So if you're like, he doesn't see that.
Good thing.
There's no reaction, and then the light will turn off on one, and then it'll turn on the other.
Oh,
so the
nice.
Girl
so
sees
they
the
can't
guy.
See the reaction.
Exactly. Ah. And so what ended up happening, which totally blew my mind, either all these guys were totally super desperate, and the girls were just like, whatever, but I don't know. The first guy, you know, they go on, they're all three, and then it's one-on-one, 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 right?
Mm-hmm.
And then they get to pick. They see what they look like, and then they go back, and then they're like, do you want to go to the balcony? And the balcony is where you go up and you wait, and then if the girl is like, I want to go there also, she goes. But if she doesn't want to, she goes out the back door, and the guy watches her leave. Never to be seen again, right?
Nice.
So the guys are all like, oh, I think we had a really strong connection. And this is before they saw what anyone looked like. They're like,
yeah,
she is so beautiful in her personality. And I think I really hit it off with this one. And building it up like, we have finally done it. We have found true fucking love here.
Uh-huh.
They see what everyone looks like and they're like, well, the reaction was great because one of the guy was like, well, she's not what I expected, but she's not that ugly. And I'm just like, she's really? She's not that ugly. You know, I'll take what I can get at this point in my life. I'm 30 almost. She's 29. It's cool.
So great after they actually watched the show.
Every single guy, rather than just, do you want to leave or do you want to go up on the balcony with your choice?
Every guy went to the
balcony. Every guy went to the balcony. They took it to the top. The first chick, right? She's like, he was too intense and too intimidating because he kept like touching her and shit in the dark. And then he tried to kiss her and she's like, I'm just not like that and this and that. She fucking bails. And the guy's like, I don't know what I did. Watches her walk away. So then they go to couple number two, right? And the guy's right. like, man, we had a really strong connection. I saw her in the light, and she was all right because she was black chick. And he was Israeli, but I don't think he was ready for that. And the chick was like, we had a good connection, but I can't get over his height. I have to date a guy taller than me. And she fucking bailed out the back door. And the guy was like, what the fuck? You know? Like, I wasn't even going to go up here, but I figured, you know, why the fuck not? And then she leaves. Total disappointment. And then the third couple.
Oh, my God.
The guy's like, yeah, really strong connection. She's gorgeous. The girl's like, he's not exactly what I usually date. And it's weird because it was the guys that were all totally desperate and the girls totally blew them off, which is, I don't know, it seemed weird in this kind of show. I figured that once the guys saw what the girls look like, they'd be like, nah, I'm good.
Fuck it.
But it was once the girls saw what the guys, and the guys weren't like totally grotesque or anything, and neither were the girls, but they weren't, you know, super hot or anything, just normal people, right?
Right.
And so the last one, she's like, he's not what I usually go for, but what I usually go for obviously isn't working. And it shows them, and they both, they go up there, and they're, it, totally awkward. He is like madly in love with her. She is like, I'm just here.
Meh.
Yeah, exactly. It's such a great show. Just for the awkwardness and the disappointment of when
you have like another episode of it, we can watch tonight.
I only have that one, but I'm gonna start getting it. But
cool.
It's so great just because the guys think they are the shit, and then they're like waiting for the girl, right? And
yeah.
they do it, they draw it out all along and shit. Then you hear the door open and it's not the one the guy's looking at, and he's like, just total look of disappointment, like, you just shat all over my life. It's so great.
That's so great.
Yeah, pretty fucking good show.
Man.
So then I had an idea for a show kind of like that.
Okay.
You start out and you have totally hot chicks so that when they touch them, you don't feel a pear. You feel an hourglass, right?
Uh-huh.
And then at the very last minute, even when the light comes on and you see the girl, she's hot, everything's great. So mm-hmm. the guy goes up to the balcony. You send in just this, like, 300-pound, disgusting, like, she blows the doors down, just, I'm hungry. And then the dude's like, what the fuck is this? And the host is like, this is the personality you went for.
Oh, my
just
God.
Just not the looks. Like, this is dating in the dark. You don't get what, like, that. I thought
be
much more entertaining to
that
watch, right?
That would be
right?
super cool.
Or, like, it's a dude or something, or a hermaphrodite.
I know, right?
Like, you should have
felt.
Oh, dude,
that would have been so great if it's, like, a chick that's really a dude and totally sounds like a chick and
like
stuff,
the,
and they see each other.
The wig and nice facial features and
yes.
shit. And then, like, she kicks the door open with high heels and unzips her pants.
I'm gonna fuck your ass.
This big old dick just goes flopping
around.
The guy's like, he tries to run for the back door, and
she
like,
holds him down.
She's like, oh, I'm going through the back door, baby, but not that one. And then she just plows his ass. It turns into Twitter my shitter.
Oh.
That's how I would write it. So, moving on. I have, for the live audience show, September 25th, you guys might have seen Danny's sterling silver Jam Hole logo necklace.
Which I don't have on right now.
Right, because you chewed through the cord.
You want me to go get it?
No, they know what it looks like. It's sterling silver. It's about that big. It's the Jam Hole logo. I'm having
we got
one.
Some new people in here.
Yeah, I see that. That's cool. I'm having one more of those made for the live audience show.
I don't
show.
Like that, by the way.
What? That I'm having another made?
This was special.
Well, it was until I had like 100 more on order. I'm totally kidding.
It was special. It was for me because you love me.
It was. Should I not have another one made then? It'd save me $80. I mean, $800. Fuck. Moving on. Nacho says it'd be cool if all the chicks were transvestites and didn't tell the dudes till they met on the balcony. Yeah,
that would totally exactly,
be.
Dude.
We should write a reality show. I got a dark room right there. Balcony right there, back door down there. We could totally do that here.
Where would they live? You can't segregate the sides.
This will
share the bathroom.
We will kick everybody the fuck out of this fourplex. Done. Fucking done. But anyway, I was thinking of having another kind of contest thing to go along with the iPod thing and give away that, but you're not into that, huh? Should I just keep it then? For
no,
me?
No, you can give it away. It's all right.
Would you be pissed if another girl got it?
Maybe.
I knew it. Okay, well, never mind that. What I do want you guys to do, I have a favor to ask of you all. It's been a while since I've really asked you all for anything. But there's this guy named Kellen, K-E-L-L-Y-N. He works at the Flathead Beacon. Apparently, that's the person we need to talk to get an interview or an article written about us in the Flathead Beacon. So what I want you guys to do, Kellen Brown is his name. Probably, I don't have his email address. I didn't even think to look. But I want you guys to all email him, and I'll put it in the show notes. Actually, I don't think I should put it in the show notes, because I don't want him to see it and be like, oh, you told them to do this. But I want him to get a bunch of emails, and I want him to be like, wow, they actually do have a few listeners, and I want him to interview us for this live audience show. So, I don't know. If you guys can do that, that would be awesome. Kellen is his name. The Flathead Beacon is the newspaper he works for. You guys can find it. So do that. That'd be cool. It'd be cool to get an article written about us, about the only podcast in Kalispell, let alone Montana, that's doing something like this, 250 episodes long, and doing it in front of an audience that has people coming in from Florida and Idaho and California and shit. So I don't know. I thought that'd
be
kind of cool
to get an article written about us before
the
show.
Yeah, but me asking him, like, it's like, well, why don't you just buy an ad? But if all you guys are like, hey, this is really fucking cool, you should interview these guys, then I think they'd be more apt to do it. So if you guys want, if not, whatever. But it would be kind of cool if you guys did that. So
fucking A.
Moving on. We are a member of this thing called podcastgangbang.com.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone's been kind of slacking lately, but
that's
fine.
I haven't really heard wind about that lately.
Well, there's been some questions of the week. We kind of missed our week, and then Stereo Radiation got back from vacation, and they're like, well, this is our week, so we're taking it. And I'm like, yeah, that's fine. So they do have a question for us. If you guys don't know, Podcast Gangbang, it's made up of 7 other shows, all with the same views and whatnot. So, we have a site called The Podcast Gangbang. It's one feed. You get all of our shows. Well, everyone that posts there, which is us, Basement Boys, and Big Mouth so far. I don't know if anyone else has posted to it in a while.
Not so much.
Yeah, it's fine. People lose interest. Maybe they wanted some traffic from, you know, us and Big Mouse and Basement Boys or whoever else has traffic. They got it, and that's all. But I don't think anyone was like that. They all seem pretty cool. So, anyway, this week it was Stereo Radiation's turn, so here you go.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, this is Capital Z from Stereo Radiation, and this is the question of the week. Would you rather be a baby for the rest of your life? You'd be real small, and you couldn't talk, and you wouldn't be able to walk, and you'd have hardly any motor skills, and you'd poop your pants all the time. For the rest of your life, what would be your life? Or would you rather, any time you heard the word mountain, have to sing very loudly and publicly, "Tonight's the Night" by Rod Stewart, and there was no way around it? You would have to do it right then and there, within a few seconds, start it, and sing the whole thing. Otherwise, you would get painful electric shocks. You must choose. Thank you for playing. Oh, there's one other thing. Mountain!
Wow.
That's so great. It's gonna be alright.
Are you serious?
So,
does anybody else feel funny?
How's the couch look from there?
This doesn't taste like weed.
It doesn't?
Uh-oh.
What are you doing?
I don't know. I'm hoping that this doesn't start making me hallucinate, but... Red Fox says, that doesn't even sound like him. That's because he probably recorded it on some shitty Apple related piece of hardware, and that's why it sounds like ass. If he would have recorded it on a Windows phone, well, it would still sound like ass, but what do you want, right?
So,
it's a phone.
be a baby or sing some shit when you hear mountain.
Well, we live in the mountains, and there's not a day that doesn't go by.
It's like Mountain Lodge, mountain this, mountain that.
I know. Every
big mountain.
Delivering, I would be singing that song constantly. Every other business I deliver to has the word mountain in it.
Yeah.
I would be effed.
Yep.
Now, though, being a baby, I think I could get used to that. A little infantilism. What's that called? Infantilism?
Infantilism.
I thought it was called infantilism.
That sounds like a phantom.
You know what I'm talking about, right? We did a news story about that guy who pretended to be his retarded brother.
Yeah, like pretending to be a baby or something?
Right. CSI did an episode about that. About this corporate
owner. No, but
he said
like a real baby.
Right. Like, you transform into a physical baby, not just your mind.
And then could I crush you with my high heels?
We could do some crush videos.
With the baby screaming cry.
I bet you a baby screaming would sound an awful lot like a rabbit screaming.
Really? You think so? All right, you go ahead and choose.
I think so.
I'll choose a singing part with the mountain thing, and then I'll crush you.
Well, fuck. Could I just, like, have... I don't even know that song. So for one, I would have to learn the fucking song.
Yeah, I don't know the song
or
either.
Would it just be embedded in your mind automatically?
Probably.
Like Eric Cartman with Sail Away.
Yeah.
I think it'd be like that. Like, and everywhere you went, you'd be like, God damn it. And then whatever. See, I don't even know the fucking song. But I think as long as when you were a baby, your mind also turned into a baby, you wouldn't know any better. You wouldn't know that you were a baby. You would just be normal to you. So I'd go with that rather than having to... I don't want to learn a Rod Stewart song.
But...
Bottom line, I don't like Rod Stewart.
But if your mind stayed the same and you're just trapped in a baby's body...
It would be just like learning a Rod Stewart song.
Yes. Then I would have to choose the Rod Stewart song.
really?
I would.
You don't think it'd be cool
mind
to have...
Didn't go back to infantile.
I'm just thinking, like, it'd be cool to have, like, a little baby dick, and I'd be, like, crawling and crapping my diapers and being like, hey! I'd be like Baby Herman from Who Framed Roger Rabbit. I'd be like, where's my bottle, toots?
Hey.
My cigar! That'd be awesome.
You would never get your dick sucked again.
It don't matter. I'd be a baby. Babies are flexible. I'd suck it myself. Done. Do you want to learn a Rod Stewart song? Have you ever heard a Rod Stewart song
besides just
now?
No, not really.
Not a fun thing to do. Not something I
want
to do.
I still think I'd choose that. I'd just wear... You know what? I'd stab myself in the ear with screwdrivers so I'd never hear the word mountain again.
That's cheating. Why?
No,
I would just wear earplugs.
I would never hear it again.
Hey, why does your delivery guy always wear earplugs? Well, let me tell you something.
You can still hear stuff with earplugs in.
Not these kind. That's right.
Okay, well, I would just fucking go deaf, never hear the word mountain again, and call it good.
So, we're in agreement. Either way, we don't want to learn a Rod Stewart song.
Or be a baby.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to be a baby or learn a Rod Stewart song.
What if
so
someone wrote the word mountain and showed it to you? You'd be effed.
No, because I wouldn't hear it.
It doesn't matter. You'd see it.
He only said hear it.
Well, you're saying I'm deaf now, so you can't do that.
Seeing isn't hearing.
So you'd sing songs and I'd be an awesome Baby Herman version of myself.
And I would sing you my Rod Stewart song to put you to sleep. Every hour on the hour.
Fantastic. Well, you can listen to every other podcast answer to that on podcastgangbang.com. Well, those that post there, hotcakes, original geeks, ear candy, New York. Actually, everyone but me and Josh and Ward, kind of. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of fuck. I can't do nothing I can't do nothing with Rod Stewart songs or infantile weird baby thing.
What are you trying to do?
I was trying to link that into this, but
what is it?
It's not working.
Come on,
so...
try. You're going to switch stories, aren't you?
No,
fucking
I'm
cheater.
Not. Hey,
you're a cheater.
I'm not. Look, first
you're
tab.
Cheating.
First tab. Look at it.
I don't know that
it.
You didn't click something already. I don't know.
Oh, first
I hate
tab.
It when you do that.
Fuck you. All right, speaking of big babies, this one was sent in to us by MDS. Huh?
Yeah, you know what?
How's that?
You know what?
I just did it.
Would you shut up? Because you totally clicked tabs already. Don't give me that
look. I knew that story.
You're such a liar.
Fuck you.
Anyway. Oh, I remember, like, you smoking that and the way that smells reminds me
like
of,
schwag,
like, high
like school. Awful Florida schwag.
No, it just smells like high school because the paper. Because,
yeah, I don't usually smoke joints.
Yeah, we never smoked, like, we
it's good. I mean, don't
in high school.
Thank you. It's good. And I didn't rearrange the tabs. Fuck you, Red Fox.
He totally did. He
I
lied.
Didn't. Because I'll show you. I'll go through all fucking 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 of these, and they will all connect, because that's how I organize them before the show. If I would have switched something, it'd be all fucked. I'd have no system. And that's show prep I did right before the show. Amazing.
It's because this show's not hard to do.
I know, right? That's why it pisses me off so bad when other people do this, but it's awful. It's like, this isn't that hard.
I take 8 hours to do my show prep every day to make a 20-minute show then, that I do once every couple weeks.
Then you're doing it wrong.
Right? Anyway, could you stop smoking that, please? Is that any good, or is that, like, not as good as your shit that you got, or...
It's... Excuse me. It's not as good as what I got, but if I wouldn't have got that and had nothing and then got this, I'd be totally stoked. So thank you.
He's lying. As soon as the show's off,
he'd be like, God, like, oh, that was fuck! You call that pot? That was like smoking week-old drum. Jesus. No, I'm actually kind of high now. Thank you. So anyways, MDS sent us this one. This one's called 13-year-old seriously burned copying YouTube video.
Oh, is that the speaking of big babies thing?
Right.
Got it.
MDS sent it in. He's a big baby.
Right.
Right. See how I did that?
Yeah.
YouTube. We have a YouTube account. 13's my lucky number. I used to be a teenager, and this is from our most fucked up state, which is where you were born. Anymore? Could do it all night. Deltona, a Deltona teen trying to impress a neighborhood girl, set himself on fire and suffered second and third degree burns to his right leg. Would that impress you? You're a little 13-year-old girl in Deltona, Florida, right?
Florida. I would hang around you until they stop prescribing you your painkillers.
Oh, Christ. You're 13, druggie. Look
yeah.
at me. 13.
Yeah.
Were you doing that when you were 13?
Yeah.
You're a liar. Would that impress you, though? Would you be like, damn? Do you smell
like,
that?
Touch that?
Do you smell that? That is so fucking hot. I'm so
not hot.
I'm
no.
so wet right now.
No.
No?
No.
But the teenager's mother said this morning the boys were trying to imitate a video they had seen on the popular YouTube website. Is that what the mom said? She's like, they were watching that... You know, the popular YouTubes, the YouTube things. They were on that show. They were on the YouTube show.
I know, right?
On those little weird boxes on their computers that always have semen kind of stuck to the side. You know, the TV, the computer TV.
you know what I immediately thought of when I read this story?
What?
Do you know on David from Anna's Pizza?
Right? Yes, I believe I do.
I think you do. On his MySpace, there's photos of him caught on fire.
All right.
And I was like, I wonder if he ever made a YouTube video.
Is that
would be so cool if this kid was copying him and totally torched himself.
That's awesome. The kid
See,
was...
you don't use gasoline, dude. You use, like, hairspray.
Sparkler bombs. Oh.
No, you use, like, hairspray.
The kid was quoted as saying, we were trying to make a sparkler bomb like that one we saw the jam hole do. What? Russell Gortzig, 13, was taken to the hospital in Orlando. Deputies were called about the incident on Sunday. The mom said her son was burned after he and his friend Pierre. You have a friend?
That sucks.
That's awesome. Were daring to light each other on fire. Hey, check this out. Hey, Pierre.
What's up?
Hey, Pierre. Check this out. I saw this on YouTube. Fucking shake, shake, shake. Then Pierre's
like,
ah! I'm on fucking fire! Why the fuck would you do that? Ah!
No, no. It's really, I'm on the fire.
That's so crazy. Like, I've never seen that and been like, that looks like awesome fun. I want to light my...
Red Fox says he must have copied Josh if you've seen that camping video.
Right. Right when his phone just burst into flames. That right. was That's so amazing. Maybe that's what it is. Maybe his mom just is way out of touch and the kid was just playing with his new iPhone 3GS. It's not his fault. That's Apple's fault right there. He got grounded for that, I bet. He's like, my phone blew up.
Well, yeah, he got grounded. He's in a wheelchair.
And then his mom went on YouTube, and she found a bunch of, like, videos of people's iPhone 3GSs just spontaneously erupting into flames. And she's like, he was trying to copy that. That's the devil. Bah! And now he's grounded. That fucking sucks. I bet that's exactly how it went.
You know what? I highly doubt that he cares that he's grounded. He's in a wheelchair. He's got, like, a cast on one leg. His hand's all bandaged up. And you know what? I'm telling you right now, that kid is not feeling a goddamn thing.
If you look at the picture, it's like a picture of him when they're rolling him out in the wheelchair. And his hand's all bandaged and it's sitting here. And he just, like, has this totally blank look on his face. Yep. Like,
I am so high right now.
Yeah.
I'm so glad I burped half my body.
Oh, that's so effed up.
That kid, we're going to be doing a story about this kid in about 4 years.
Robbing a pharmacy
yes.
at gunpoint.
Yes.
Biting off dicks and shit.
And they're going to, the only way they're going to find out who it is they're going to put him in a lineup and they're going to be like, the one with the half burnt fucking body.
That was the one.
That was the one.
He did it. The mother told deputies she had just bought her son a brand new iPhone 3GS last week. And... she told the deputies her son's friend poured gasoline on his right leg, and then he took a lighter and lit it. How does... At 13, I knew better than that.
Hey, gasoline, it's flammable.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. They should really let people know that somehow. If only there was
maybe
a way.
Maybe take a warning label.
Fuck.
Put it on a hose.
If only we had warning labels.
On, like, cars.
Man.
On
you
your
saved,
eyelids.
You could have saved this kid's life. That's all.
Yeah.
In an interview with Marco, deputies learned that Gortzig... That is the weirdest last name. I would be so pissed. That Gortzig had set his pants on fire on three previous occasions. iPhone 3GS version 1, 2, and 3. He was just showing off, they said, for a girl.
Not very well.
That's... I don't know. If it's the kind of girl that, like, that, she sees that and she's like, fuck yeah. Like, watch out.
It's a sadomasochist right there,
be,
dude.
Be
she's
afraid,
like,
dude.
Yes.
Be very afraid. So, anyway, speaking of kids... Huh? See how I did that?
Right.
Six-year-old versus...
Bus, train,
nine-year-old.
Helicopter. Oh,
no,
damn.
Another a nine-year-old.
Six-year-old versus nine-year-old?
This is Sunday, Sunday,
it would have been cooler
Sunday.
If it was six-year-old versus train.
Well, that would be a lot better, but that's...
Yes.
No. Children fighting.
Eh.
Happens all the time, right? You
right.
see it everywhere, daycares, this and that.
I did it.
What happens when the reason that they're fighting is because their parents... put them together and we're like, you see that boy right there? You're gonna kick his fucking ass because I got $100 on you.
You're
saying
kick his ass
like dog fights.
You don't get money from the Tooth Fairy.
That's what's happening here.
You don't do this, Santa dies.
Western Pennsylvania, right?
Right.
Hey. Hey. It's like backyard wrestling, but the
it's
parents
like cockfighting.
Yeah. Totally. They're strapping like knives and fucking 44s on them and shit. That's,
but to kids, that's so great.
Do you think, though, that there's a lot of money in, like, betting on this kind of thing?
I
child fighting?
Don't know.
It's like the new fucking, the new betting craze. Fuck fuck betting when celebrities are going to die. I'm going to bet on the kid fights.
The kid fights.
Kid
Is that
fights.
What we're calling them
hey,
now?
You want to go out to the kid fights?
Fuck yeah.
There's another one going on tomorrow night. It's going to be great. It's in the back of Sally Mae's fucking trailer court. The woman and her boyfriend force the woman's sons, a 6-year-old and a 9-year-old, to fight each other as the couple watched. Do you think they just sat back and, like, made dinner?
Popped a beer.
And just was like, okay.
I bet you they're in the backyard, all in lawn chairs.
On lawn,
cooler,
yeah.
Had a cooler in between the woman and the boyfriend.
With, like, a
and
big
they said,
whip.
If you don't do this, Santa's gonna die, and you're never gonna get a Christmas again. And they just went at it.
They had a whip for remote control, and they made
right.
them, like, act out
this
different
really
things.
This really hurts. Do you want Santa die? No.
Daddy wants to watch the Fighting Channel. Gulp, gulp, gulp.
Oh, maybe
now.
They were playing like it was TV, dude. They're like,
yeah,
changing.
That's what I'm saying. But the whip is instead of a remote, and these totally, dude.
Didn't get to the Spanish channel. That'd be cool.
That's what happens when you have towns that don't have cable yet.
This is
what happens.
So was that Kalispell 2 years ago?
That's Pennsylvania, like right now.
Oh my god.
Kalispell in a few years. The boys tell officials their mom's boyfriend said the fights were training to toughen them up for the professional kids' fights. This was just minor league shit, dude. This was the farm team. They were just getting them conditioned and shit. Pumping them full like little kids' steroids and shit. Like that episode of Family Guy, me and my brother were just talking about this today.
Nice.
Where Stewie gets on the steroids and he's
yeah, that's so cool.
Hey, what's up, B-? He's all just.
I love it. That's so great.
He kept saying that. What's up,
so
B-?
Awesome.
Like when we were holding the couch and shit, and it just. I kept dropping it because it was so funny. Just the way he says it, he's all pumped. It's so great. I imagine that's what these 8 and 6 and 9 year olds look like. Just like fucking. And just raging, right? Little shriveled nuts from all the roids.
Do you remember?
Raging.
Do you remember about 12?
Do you remember bum fights?
12 or 10 years ago?
Nacho Camacho says bum fights.
About 12 or 10 years ago, there was. It was pretty big on. Like, global news and shit about this one kid who was never fed any sugar in his whole life besides, like, natural.
Oh, that little weird
Yeah, he
I
was,
saw
like,
that on...
9 or something,
yeah.
And he's just like, ugh!
He's weird looking, and he's
and
always...
he has, like, a ponytail, and he was seriously, like, 9 or 10 years old and had a, like, fucking 8-pack.
Just ripped, dude. Like
dude.
A Spartan. Like, they drew that shit the fuck on, just... Raging though, did you see his face? He was like,
yeah,
just freaking out.
Like those
out.
Little like costumes you get for your kid at Walmart.
Yeah,
those
that's,
big like
yeah,
poofy costumes. That's what this kid looked like.
It's like my kid's the He-Man costume from
'84.
Yes,
exactly
no big
he
deal.
Like.
He carries around the little plastic sword.
He like
and
bought
the
bought the costume for his son and hung it up in the bedroom. And he's like, "You have to look like this."
That's creepy.
That is creepy.
That's what happens
that
when you
kid,
give.
You know what? He's going to eat a fucking Snickers bar from his friend
his
at
head's
school.
Just going to explode.
No, I think he's just going to go on a binge and eat everything. Because we haven't heard from him since that story, right?
Yeah. You don't know where he's at right
I don't,
now.
He's in the he fucking might, fat kid
he
camp.
Might, he might be under this new couch. I don't know.
He's in the fat camp. Yeah.
Training. I'm training you for the big leagues. Boy, one day when you're all grown up, fighting kids in the big leagues, you can thank me for this.
Oh my god.
And they just whipped him one more time for good measure. Now get in there. You think they keep him in like little dog kennels and just poke him with poke him with sticks?
That was delayed. It was like ow.
Thank you. 30-year-old Joyce Sabotka and her boyfriend who's 32, right?
That means she had a kid when she was 21.
Responsible adults, though.
Not if you had a kid at 21.
That's responsible.
That's
you don't
not...
want. Don't stop a beating heart. Do you want more dollars with little 9-day-old fetus, dead baby fetus feet stamped
yeah.
on them?
How do you think they get the fucking outline for the feet?
I don't want to see any more of those stamps
like
on my
live
money.
After you pull them out to put their little footy stamps on that dollar.
I think they probably made a rubber stamp from the mold of
Shut
little
up.
Dead.
Shut up.
A little dead baby, probably.
I was being more drastic. Thanks for ruining it
That's
for me.
That's sad.
That's not sad.
So they're old enough to know better than this, probably. They faced a preliminary hearing on child endangerment and simple assault charges, of course. They were arrested.
The dad's totally not even denying it. He's like, it was training.
Check this out.
What?
They were arrested because police say they forced the fist fights at least 20 times, at least.
Nice.
20-0, this one.
Were these kids, this like, tore
one,
up?
This one, not as good. He's, like, 16-4. But this one, dude, 20-0. All odds, that's where my money's going.
Were the kids, like, really fucked up looking? Like, how did they find out?
Do you have a bookie? My dad used to have a bookie. I remember being a little kid, and, like, he'd be on the phone, and I just remember him, like, talking all these horses and numbers, and it's like, Mom, what's that? She's like, that's Dad's bookie. Shh. Daddy's doing business.
Are you serious?
No. But he did. He used to. I don't remember ever doing that, but...
Yes!
What can I say? It's good money back
fucking
then.
Mexican.
It's good money back then. You don't know. All right, are you
ready?
That's
something Mexicans do.
Have bookies? That's something rich to middle class money having white people do. They have bookies.
Not down south.
I bet your parents used to have a bookie back in the day.
No.
I guarantee it.
I guarantee you they didn't.
Really?
I swear to you.
The way they gamble, bullshit.
I guarantee.
I bet
fucking grandfather's grave that they didn't.
Ooh, put your money where your mouth is.
For it. Dude, I swear to you. No way.
I bet they did, though. Seriously, last word. Done. So, speaking of fighting, check
I hate you! Damn it. I hate it when you do that. You try to be quick and end it and move to the next subject, but I'm still stewing on it.
I'm trying to keep the show moving forward.
Fuck you and your forward-moving actions.
Okay, fighting, right?
Yeah, because we are.
Fight
right
Club.
Now.
Not little kids this time, though.
I hate your face.
Guess what kind of Fight Club... This couch is really comfortable.
You know what? Stop smoking around me.
Why? Are you getting contact buzzed? It's because I keep blowing it in your face, in your ear.
I get all giggly. I don't like it.
It's because you're drinking, and you've been drinking since we went to fucking Applebee's.
This is my second beer.
I can't believe we went to Applebee's.
It was the best burger ever.
It was the worst dining environment ever.
Did you really want to stay sitting there in Fat Boys?
No, that was a bar and not what I thought. Like, I thought there was a restaurant.
You were
there.
Like, have you ever eaten there before? I'm like, no, I played
me
a lot
neither.
Of pool in there.
I never either. My friend manages the kitchen there, so I assume there was food and, like, a place to sit down without a bunch of fucking raging drunk guys trying to have sex with these chicks.
Go on, please.
So, what was I saying? Fight Club. Not kids,
you were
right?
Wrong.
What is the only
you're
thing...
You're giggly, too.
A little bit. What is the only... I'm about to smoke this other dude.
Oh, my fuck.
What is the only thing, one of the few things, that would be better than kid fights? Kids fight.
Kid death.
No. Doesn't have to do with kids. Kind of fighting, but better than having kids fight. What two things would be better to watch fight
old
each
people?
Other? No.
Senile old people. Like,
retards.
Yes!
Retard Fight Club.
All right.
Wasn't there a story about this a
yes,
long time ago?
Yes, it was in
ago?
Texas.
Is this the same one?
And it was, what is it about? Is it about the counselors at
no,
the,
this is another one, I think. Because this just came out.
Well, it was a retard fucking institution or
that's
whatever,
today.
Like a education type thing that counselors were arranging retard fights.
Right.
And they got in trouble for it.
Okay, well, it's happened again then.
All right.
At another place in Texas.
I do believe that we were making the statement, you know, what else are they good for? They're born with that fucking retard strength, but nothing to do with it because they're like,
Maybe this is the same one, and it's just an update because they went to court. They made 20 videos of the fights at this fucking
place.
Yeah,
they made a bunch of videos of it.
Huh.
Are they on YouTube?
That would be awesome.
Oh,
if
my
they
God.
Were. Actually, maybe it wouldn't be awesome. It says here videos were shown to the jury in what the local assistant director attorney described as, quote, the saddest things you've ever seen.
I bet you I'd laugh at
retards
it.
Retards fighting? Is that the saddest thing you've ever seen?
No.
Like, why are you guys fighting? What do you have to fight over? No. You're retarded?
No.
What's wrong? How do you get
you know
retards
really
to
funny?
Fight? That's my question. How would you
okay,
do
wait,
it?
Okay, wait, no. Take a guard, like you're a guard, and I'm a guard. We both grab our said retard. We talked about this earlier. We got it planned out. We've
like
got our bets.
And you
wait,
just
no, stop.
Spin...
We've got our bets those? Going, and we're playing this out. We go.
I gotta call. No,
wait,
I
listen,
gotta
stop. Shut
I
up.
Gotta call my bookie first.
Dirty Mexican. Anyway, we talked about this earlier. We got it all planned out. We scope out our retards. We put our other retards to bed. All the other attendants...
Hold on. How many retards do you have here?
We have an institution.
Oh, like a whole farm.
Yeah. Retard farm.
Right.
Anyway,
we'd
hire
Marcus
retards.
To work there.
I'm like, come on, Joey. Let's go out here. We're going to go play. And you're like, come on, Eddie. Let's go out here.
Right.
And we walk him out there, right? We put him in the middle of a circle of a bunch of attendees who are all in on it. And also betting on this.
And all have tasers?
We push them out in the middle of the circle, and we go, you fucking retard! And one of them's like, you call me retard! And the other one's like,
I don't think that would happen.
Like that word.
No, I don't think that would happen.
I think it would.
I don't think so.
You think they'd just be like, oh,
I think
I'm
that's,
sorry.
No, they would just sit there and drool, and that's when the tasers
no,
would
you
come
know how
in.
Some,
you gotta
like
tase
that,
them. You have
like
to,
the one retard that records his fucking videos all the time?
If you don't charge your retard, you have to keep him fully charged. Is all I'm saying.
That's why you feed them dinner first.
Batteries.
That way they can fill in poo.
That, I don't think that would work.
I think it would work so well.
Well, anyway. That's awesome.
Oh, God. That's so cool, though. Like, I don't think I would view it as sad. I think I'd view it as more entertaining.
If you had to say, though, like right now, what would be the saddest thing you could just ever see? That
a
you
dead
would just
kitten.
A dead kid? Really?
I'm so not even joking.
You would rather see two retards duke it out to the death.
To the death.
Than a sad kitten.
Yes.
What?
Than a dead kitten.
Oh, right.
Even
a dead
sad kitten makes a me dead... kind of queasy.
Oh, a dead kitten.
Like, if
is
it's
better.
Sad, I might start crying or something. I grab it and hold it and pet it.
That's awful.
To make it happy again. Look, I'm starting to tear up. I'm not even joking. So would you rather watch two
is that... Hold on. Is that our would you rather question?
Oh. Would you rather watch two retards duke it out to the death or have to be... You know what? Or would you rather run over a kitten and have to get out of the car?
Have to make a crush video out of it, like edit it. Just constantly having to see it while you're editing. If you've ever edited video, you know what that would be like. Like, you're watching it over and over. Like, yeah, that'd be bad for a fucking... I wouldn't want to see that. It'd be better if I could turn the sound down. Like,
where's the fan? This is stupid. I hate you. I'm leaving.
I win. So anyway, I guess people are sucking cock for pills now. Did you know that? Did you know that was happening? They have made something even more addictive than blow, and people are sucking cock for it now, finally. That's what happens. That's a person, a human being, that's our go-to thing. When we want something and we can't afford it, that's what we go to. You have to suck cock. Did you know blowjobs are like currency?
There's so much smoke in here.
Quit your fucking whining. What a baby. Thank you. That's funny. Cape Coral police are looking for a 48-year-old man who bit off part of a physician's penis. It was his finger. But people suck cock for this anyway. What are you doing? I'm sorry, were we not in the middle of anything right now? Is that better?
Yes.
Jesus
what?
Christ. Did you see?
Dude, I am so choking out on this fucking smoke. I'm gonna walk out and go outside. And wait for this place to fucking air out.
Wah, 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 wah. Look at her whine. Everyone stare at her. Make her feel really awkward.
I can't see them. It doesn't bother me.
Oh. You can know. They're typing that they're staring. That's I'll awkward just... for me. So anyway, this doctor wouldn't give him his prescription, so he bit off his finger after he became irate.
That's great.
Including a bite that actually removed a piece of finger. Do you think he just, like, had it in his mouth and then spit it back in his
Hell
face?
Yeah. What?
What's wrong with your camera?
Huh.
Are you done?
No. I don't
what
want people to stare at me.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
Now I'm paranoid.
Jesus Christ. Just end it now then.
Why?
Including a fingernail. That's disgusting.
That's actually pretty cool.
Aggravated battery he is charged with, and he still didn't get his fucking pain pills. That sucks for him.
So, I bet you he robbed somebody.
This is the one I was actually thinking of. I'm high, so I missed that. But... this one?
Yeah.
Are you even ready for this? Have you ever done this?
I don't want to answer yes or no yet. Why? I don't know.
Sex for pills.
No.
Okay, so first guy bites off a finger.
Right.
Could have been pills. A dick. If the doctor would have been like, well, why don't you...
dick.
And then he bites off. Like, it very easily could have transpired into that. But a woman who is warned... I love that. She was warned to stop having sexual contact with elderly men in exchange for prescription pills. Jailed Wednesday. That's so disgusting!
That is gross.
Could you imagine that? That,
no.
Like, having...
old, wrinkly
that's
balls.
So fucked up. And you know the old people are doing it on purpose. They know. They're like, man, this shit's a gold mine. Fuck yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck me. And she's like... fuck! My boyfriend needs them, though, really bad, so god fucking damn it. Fuck
Red Fox
me.
Wants to know how old is she.
Pardon? Oh, 36.
She cracked.
That's it. Not that old. That's, I mean, almost 40, but that's still kind of 30-ish.
Ish.
that's
what I'm
going to
say when I'm 31.
Quote,
to
it's,
you.
Okay, do that. I'll be like, just shut up and suck my dick. Here's your pills. Because I'll be all old and decrepit by then.
By the time you're 40 or something?
Yes.
37 or whatever?
Quote, and I quote, it's just sad that somebody would be so desperate for pills that they would put themselves in that kind of position. It's really sad to me for her. I'm sad for you. She's like,
it doesn't have really you, surprise
she's
me.
She's like, have you done these pills? They're amazing. Jeez. That sucks for her, though. According to Harris, Sheriff's Department had a report in June that Whitson was participating in this type of activity, you know. With
Nacho,
the-
wait, Nacho Camacho says, no lie, I know a woman who blew 3 dudes in one day to bail her old man out of jail. What'd you do to get me out of jail? Oh, I had to fucking suck that guy off,
three
that
dicks.
One, and that guy off.
So just replace...
if I'm sticky, I'm sorry, but I had to run over here to see you. I miss you so much.
So if bail her old man out of jail is code for pills, fucking for pills, then that's kind of just what, like, that's the story. Would you ever do that?
No.
Could you imagine getting to a point in your life where you thought that you had to do that?
If there's an oxygen tank behind the wheelchair with said dude in it.
So you're considering it.
I'm saying you.
If there was an oxygen tank, I would have my Zippo out and I would like pretend like I was going to and I'd just light that shit on fire. I'd be like, bam! Right in the face. Then I'd take them all. I'd be like, I'm out. So what kind of pills would you say would constitute for sex? You know a little bit
Oxycontin.
About...
Oxycontin.
Close. Rocks.
Wait. Roxycontin.
What?
Is that what you're going to say? That's Roxycontin? Because you said...
Yes, that's... Yes. And... The other one, of course.
What other one?
Lower tabs and...
And...
It's the three of them. You need all three to, like, get a really good buzz going. Maybe a buzz that was worthy of having to fuck nasty old people.
So you said Roxycontin,
Roxycodone, lower tabs, which is hydrocodone, and Xanax, which is Xanax. Right.
That's stupid. Why would you?
That I know it doesn't seem worth it.
No.
It's like maybe like
lower tabs you can buy for, I mean, at the very most for like $4 a piece. Are you kidding me?
I'm saying for like full on like fluids, bodily fluids are trading places. Full on sex, full sex. At least 5 fentanyl patches, 20 Dilaudid, and probably a bunch of 80s, like a bunch of them, and probably some morphine.
And you would suck some cock?
No, no, never. No. I'm just saying.
I think I heard an underlying, yeah.
I'm just going like, that's what maybe if, you know, you had to. That would be the going rate. Like, if that was your
you
business.
You really did bring your boyfriends home and fucking rub assholes all night with the damn... Yeah, whatever.
No. That never happened.
Right.
Just you.
Right.
Right.
I never did ecstasy with you.
What?
What?
I think you are high now. And you are right. You are kind of retarded.
I can't get high.
You're retarded on pot. I don't think you're ever allowed to smoke secondhand or otherwise again. I don't ever want to see you like this again.
No, seriously, if I actually smoke, it'll be horrible. And I'll lock myself in the bathroom until I'm not high anymore.
Right. So he said all of them agreed to cease this behavior. Like, we sat down.
Wait. Red Fox wants to know what your price is, then.
What?
What would you suck a dick for?
If she was decent looking and...
No, if you... What would you suck a dick for?
No, yeah. I wouldn't. I would just
what
as soon kill the guy and then just take him.
He would give you a
They're
thousand...
old and frail. You don't have to have sex with them is the point.
What if he's got, like, super big bodyguards around?
Then I'll find another one that doesn't.
But this one has a thousand, like, awesome pills he's just going to hand you.
Then I'll go get a gun, come back, and handle it.
But they're like... Listen,
what if one of them was Superman and the other one was Batman, but they had
tits?
They're
like Richard Cheese's fucking security guard. He was huge.
I'd shoot him in the face if I really needed it.
You would suck that
I don't
cock.
Think so. I like to think that I have
you like
more
to think that you would suck
reserve
that old,
than that.
Wrinkly
I don't
know.
I don't think so.
Threw
I would
all
fuck
over
a chick if she was decent and not like gross and rotten and stale, but
80?
No, definitely not. No. Unless she had
no,
maybe
Mama
like
needs a good fucking before she goes out.
If there was a lot of plastic surgery and I could bring my fleshlight, maybe. Is everyone cool now?
What about your fleshlight?
I'm seeing stories in the chat. Are people robbing for oxys? That happens. Yeah. That shit happens everywhere. I bet, though, I guarantee you, this has already happened in this valley.
Oh, yeah.
A long time ago with that one dude that it was in the paper about. That was...
What dude?
Dayson or whatever. It was a long time ago, but he was like the head of one of the Christian schools, the one I went to.
He got caught sucking some dick for some oxys?
He got caught in a hotel room with, like, it was, he gave all these different chicks money, and they fucked him, and then they bought, like, crank and meth and pills with the money. A long time ago.
Well, that's
And he
different.
Spent, that's the same thing.
He's
you're
just
fucking
giving
for money that you buy the drugs with, or you're just fucking straight up for the drugs. He wasn't, like, old, though.
No.
He was in his, like, 40s or 50s. But that same kind of thing. It happens everywhere. Anywhere there's pain pills, there's problems like that. And that's sad.
Are you sure he didn't run a restaurant?
What?
Never mind.
Are you high still? I'm sorry. You're fun when you're high. Okay, so.
I'm not high.
Speaking of... It's silly.
I don't like the smell like joints.
Well, those didn't smell very good. That would smell better, I think.
I like it I love the smell of it. I love the taste of it. I just
that
like
just smells like burnt paper now.
Yeah, right now it's kind of what it does. So I don't know.
Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
No. Well. Am I going to giggle my brains out and fall on the floor?
Okay, so we bit a finger off for some drugs, right?
Right.
Just going right around the fucking world tonight.
We sucked the dicks for some drugs.
We sucked the dicks for some drugs. And we killed for some drugs.
We killed for some drugs. We burnt ourselves for some girl.
Right, we burnt ourselves for a girl because our iPhone 3GS blew up in our pocket.
And it had YouTube, and I saw this cool video before it blew up.
I'm like, holy shit, they do... What would be even sillier, just super more sillier, than sucking dick for drugs or fighting over drugs? Fighting over something else. What would just be silly?
Fighting over...
food of some sort. Well, no, that's not silly because you're all fat fuckers. That makes sense. Never mind.
Give me
but
the name.
Milk. Milk.
Fighting over milk?
The movie? No, not the movie. That was a horrible movie.
I never saw that. Thank you.
I just saw a trailer. Milk. 13-year-old, right?
Hey.
Huh.
Don't cry over spilt milk.
Don't kill somebody. Jesus fucking Christ. Don't kill somebody. This is another warning label I want made. Don't kill somebody over milk. Especially, you're a chick.
No warning, milk can kill.
You're a chick. A 13-year-old chick. You had your whole life in front of you.
Wait, she killed someone over milk?
Milk.
Nice. How old was the person she killed?
48. If you're...
Wait. What color, what ethnicity, what race was the 13-year-old girl?
I don't have a picture, but the name is Brown. Labrina. I'm not even making that up. Labrina T. Brown, 13. Didn't get along with the man.
I bet she's a little darker than brown.
Didn't get along.
My name's Latina Brown, and my mama needs some milk, okay? And that bitch wouldn't give it to me. She wouldn't take my EBT card.
Oh, my God. Have you ever... Oh, fuck. Labrina didn't get along with the man who married her grandmama, even though they all lived in the same trailer. She'd even pulled knives on Robert Moon. She pulled knives on him before. But on Saturday afternoon, the bad blood boiled over.
With
like
milk.
You fucking... Brown swore at Moon and followed him out the kitchen. It actually says it like that. I'm not making that up.
Hmm?
Out the kitchen. She knocked a glass of milk from his hand, and when he turned around, she sliced his throat. Slice his fucking... Hey! Like... Duh! Slice his fucking throat.
Gangster.
That's gangster, for sure.
My mama told me to never leave a house without my switchblade.
Don't ever talk like that again.
What? Why?
That is so creepy to me.
Why?
Because it just gives me
do
the
I do it
creeps.
Too well? I'm sorry.
Gives me the fucking creeps.
I'm sorry, I was raised around.
Nacho says had to have been a white girl. I may stand corrected.
You think? My name Latina Brown.
That is so horrible. Moon 48 died at the scene. The wound had cut his carotid artery. His
Latina Brown.
Police showed up at the house. Brown was outside covered in
smoke
blood.
Smoke a cigarette.
Quote,
I'm LaBrina Brown.
And I killed him. I killed him.
Wait, does it actually say that?
She announced her name and said, I killed him.
Oh my God.
I'm Labrina Brown. That's.
Well, you gotta do it like I do it. Do it.
No.
You gotta do it.
I don't
the
have
accent.
It in me.
Yeah.
Brown was charged as an adult Monday with first degree reckless homicide.
She's 13 years old and she's killing people.
Because she knew. You knew what you did.
I hope that, like, they left this out of the statement, but in my mind, she's standing over a body covered in blood in the backyard trying to get rid of the body. She's smoking a fucking Black and Mild, right? The cops below, she turns around, drops the body that she has half lifted off the ground,
right,
back onto the ground, looks at him and goes, my name's Labrina Brown,
and I killed him.
I give up.
That's pretty much how it
happened. I ain't that smart for court.
Oh, man.
My name's Labrina Brown. That's so great. I just see Judge Judy just, like, reaming her ass. You did what?
Oh, man.
I killed him over this milk. At least it was whole milk.
Before collapsing, Moon said, she stabbed me. She stabbed me in the neck. Neighbor told police she saw Brown run out of the house, covered in blood, and yelling, I told you! I told you! She told you, dude. The neighbor asked Brown what she meant. I told you I stabbed him! I cut his throat! He's dead!
Nice.
The neighbor told police Brown later said, I'm not afraid to go to jail for this. I'm not afraid of jail. That's a thug bitch.
You're going to go to jail. And they're like, why'd you kill him?
I told you.
I stabbed him. Did she want the cup of milk or something? Or?
I think it's a little deeper than that, perhaps. Maybe he just happened to be holding it. Maybe not, though. I like to think
maybe
it was.
Maybe he was like, I have milk. You live in the ghetto. You can't afford no milk. I got milk right here. I'm going to drink some milk right now. And he's like,
Moon's stepdaughter told police. Moon
she's like, nigga!
Nigga! Get your ass in your room! No, Moon sarcastically told Brown she could have the rest of the milk after he poured a glass for a baby who was in the house. We got to feed baby.
See, he's like, I'm going to have some milk right now.
There's just some random baby in the house, though. He's like, as soon as baby gets this milk, then you can have the rest, right?
Right.
Okay. So then, Brown swore at him, right? Like,
right.
Fuck you, nigga! And he poured all the glass down the drain.
See, he was being a dick!
Walked out carrying the one glass for the baby. She swore at him again, picked up the knife, followed him out of the kitchen. That's probably where she tapped on her on the shoulder and he turned around and she just... Whoosh.
I hope she was so fucking poor that she would have sucked dick.
For drugs?
For that glass of milk.
No, I don't... Maybe. See, she would have done what I would have done, just straight up killed him and not even had to worry about it. If you're at that point in life where you have to do something like that, then just fucking kill him.
Well, when the dude's being sarcastic and, like, mean and shit...
Like, this is the last crack rock, but there's one for baby. And he's like, you can have this after I'm done with baby. And you're like, fuck you. And he's like, fuck me. Down the drain. And then
you're like, ugh.
Then you kill him.
Fucking
I guess
throat.
That happens.
Like Labrina Brown. I'm going to use that all the time.
That should be your name on the phones at Teletech. Or at whatever the fuck it's
Thank
name
you for calling
is.
Bank Teletech. Of America. I'm Labrina Brown. How can I assist you today?
That'd be so awesome. Don't you get if you tell them like I'm not comfortable using my real name, they'll let you make one up.
I'll fucking make one up every phone call.
A different one.
My name's Bobby Lee Joe.
We could make a little
one
bot.
Every 1,000 phone calls you get my real name.
We could make a bot that just has a store of like redneck names and it just puts three of them together.
It's like Bobby, Jean, Sue.
Right, like a bunch of different like variations of that. Just
Joanne
Lee.
That'd
be so great.
Like,
right when you take the call, it's like, bam, there's your name.
That'd be so fucking cool. The only thing is they record everything on your screen. So
right, probably. All right,
not
see
a good idea.
The bot be like, hey, today you're...
Your name is Bobby Lee Joe.
Billy Sue Lee. Moon was a, quote, really nice guy. God knows he didn't deserve this. Good God-fearing
That's
people.
That's not what Labrina Brown thought.
No, she thought he did absolutely deserve that.
You can get my fucking milk.
And that is about it. Bunch
I'm
of just
still, I'm
going to
carry that
about.
On for the next five episodes,
I
by the
way. I sure fucking hope so.
You're going to say, this is episode whatever, my name is Matt.
My name is Labrina Brown!
I'm Labrina Brown!
Jesus.
I kill your ass if you don't give me my milk!
All right, the last story for this evening. Oh,
whole
God.
Milk.
Red Fox
my
says,
switchblade.
Jam Hole answering machine should have her say, you've reached Labrina. I'm in jail right now, so leave a message. That'd be so awesome.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to totally change that tomorrow.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Remind me to do that. Okay, so, stepdaughter in the last story. Slit. Her grandma's new husband's throat over milk, right?
Okay.
Okay. This one's kind of like that, but instead of slitting
Labrina
the throat, the dude rapes the...
Labrina Brown.
Right. Labrina Brown is actually getting raped in this one by
All right.
her
I'm not
grandmother's
that
husband that she doesn't quite like.
Okay.
A man who recommended his partner seek oral sex advice. What? Blowjobs?
Mm-hmm.
A man who recommended his partner, like, can I recommend something to you? You're my partner, right?
What's up?
Would you seek oral sex advice from your stepdaughter? Because she's good at it.
Whoa! All right,
yes!
That would be a you turn around, I slit your throat deal.
Hey, she's good at it.
And then when the cops got there, I'd be like, yeah, he told me my daughter was sucking his dick.
And she was, quote,
good
at
it. So I want you to watch as he gurgles on his own blood right now.
It's all in the delivery.
And they're going to be like, oh, well, you're absolutely fine, ma'am. You can go.
He has had his appeal against his rape conviction dismissed. That's right. Dismissed. The man who cannot be named for legal reasons because, well, obviously.
Wow.
That was your stepdaughter. Was found guilty by the court of raping his 14-year-old stepdaughter. In August 08, he was sentenced to 7.5 years imprisonment. And then he appealed against his conviction, arguing the verdict was unreasonable and unsupportable with regards to the evidence. You have no evidence of me doing that. Like, cold, hard, physical... Well, probably not cold. Like, warm, sticky, physical evidence.
Like,
there's semen on the scene. Yes.
Ew. Like, on that
Ew.
Pillow?
What?
Like, on that pillow?
Kind of, but not the... Not on
not Braden's?
No.
No. Okay.
Yours.
Oh,
no.
Well, you have a big dick.
In the court, he said the young girl's mother first found her husband raping his stepdaughter after drinking a carton of beer, right?
Mm.
Not a carton of milk this time, but a carton of beer. The complaint was on her back with her hands above her head. The appellant's hands were around her wrists. They were
this
both
is sextastic
under the doona. What the fuck is a doona?
What?
I don't know.
Do
not
do that.
A do not? They were both under the do not, he said. Like,
a boudet?
Doona. D-O-O-N-A. Does anyone in the chat know what the fuck D-O-O-N-A is? The judgment said the mother chased the husband out of the house with a carving knife.
Nice.
Weird. Also used in the other story to slit the dude's throat.
Did she use a carving knife?
Yeah, that's what it said. Or no, it was a paring knife.
A paring
bad.
Knife? Those
right.
are the best. You know, all. Oh, God, I love those. They're like...
That's what Dexter uses, I believe.
The blade is only like an inch and a half long, and they're fucking... The handles are so sweet. Oh.
So sweet.
Those are my favorite knives at Famous Dave's.
Paring knives.
I used to steal them all
Where?
The time. What?
Oh, that place you don't work at anymore?
I have two of them in my tackle box.
Really?
Yeah.
For paring pike?
Well, for whatever.
For this or that, you know.
Yeah, you know.
A girl needs her knives. Cuck.
Whoa.
The husband then came back the next night and offered the mother $250,000 to, quote, just pack the kids and go. and also declaring after he was like, here's a quarter mil, take the kids, go. I love your stepdaughter. I am in I am in love with her.
How old is he?
Fuck me. He's old.
I'm going to say 40-something.
At least.
She's...
It doesn't say...
16 or 17.
14.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it doesn't say. That's weird. Why wouldn't it say how old he is?
Probably because he's like 22.
No, he's probably quite a bit older. The mother refused the payment. She received about 50 phone calls from her husband, including 27 voicemails, some of which were offensive. Rated R voicemails.
Like, hey, bitch, you let my daughter run off with some
fucking
idiot.
Hey, bitch, I'm going to slip it in that tight fucking vagina. Like, that kind of offensive, I think. He was graphic. Last house on the left, graphic. No? That's what I think. I don't know. She was recalling events, which must have embarrassed and distressed her, obviously. Her reluctance to make an immediate, full, and frank complaint to the ambulance officer and to police officers is consistent with the mixed emotions she must have felt. I've been there. It sucks.
He was trying to pay her off for her daughter.
That was like four pages. Yes.
That's just so mind-blowing.
I know,
awesome.
Right?
It's like, here's a quarter mil.
Doing? Hey, how
your daughter
are you?
Gives better head than you do. I'm sticking with that. And
that
her
sucks.
Hips crack when I fucking
do you think,
part her legs.
Like, when this person, before this, like, came to the huge thing, but, like, while it was happening, do you think when people are like, how are you? Good. How are you? Good. Instead of, like, good, he was like, well, to tell you the truth, I've been banging my wife's stepdaughter, or my stepdaughter, my wife's actual daughter. I'm probably going to go to jail. You know, things aren't going too hot for me right now.
People
How are
like,
you?
You're oh, so funny, dude.
I'm good. Weirdo. So that's that. We're still not doing too well. I'm kind of sad. I'm waiting. Like, one of these Mondays, Wednesdays, or Fridays, I'm going to open up news. I've mentioned this before. And it's going to be all, like, awesome, happy, like, no deaths reported or something. And then the apocalypse will begin.
And no LeBrina Brown.
No, it'll be so awesome. I'm excited for when that happens.
LeBrina Brown will be on, like, Mount Everest in a white dress singing some shit. And here comes the apocalypse.
Absolutely.
Right.
Nacho says, great observation, Danny.
Yes.
So, until all that happens,
weed.
Is that your excuse for tonight?
Dude, really?
I told you that's why I can't read very well. I think we've all figured that out.
I seriously haven't smoked pot in
So just because there
years.
Was a little smoke in the room?
Well, because it just, there wasn't any air moving. Like, I'm better now. I'm
it's
fine
so
now.
It's so stuffy in here.
Seriously, and the way that fucking paper smells drove me nuts. But, like,
I just get high on that sometimes. I'll just take a bunch and I'll crumple them up and I'll light them on fire and I'll just, it's good.
Are you 12?
Maybe.
Right. So there wasn't any airflow in here and you're just sitting there fucking puffing away on two joints?
In the morning.
No,
no
this is in
night.
The night.
These are the ones
right.
at night. Right, gotcha.
Right.
Check.
So, you know.
Bird35 says, she seems a little high. Yeah. Did anybody else notice that? All right. Well, thank you guys so much for being with us.
You're a douche.
You're so mean sometimes. How's that feel?
You know what?
How's that feel?
The first night we're able to do it again, I'm going to be like, say my name. I'm gonna be like, I'm LeBrina Brown, bitch.
I will run away.
And I'll hold a paring knife to your fucking throat.
Oh my god. That'd be probably about the end of this. Probably. I think that would be getting very close to the
I'd
point.
I'd even paint myself in
where...
blackface.
That'd be awesome.
Wait, sorry, brown face.
I'd be able to, like, check two more off my fucking list. Sweet deal.
What?
All right, well, Weird. We will talk to you guys Monday. Don't forget, jamhole.com/250. Did you just fart?
No.
What the fuck was that? Oh, my Christ.
It was
I have to go. I have to go put this retard to bed. So, thejamhole.com, email us info at thejamhole.com. We're giving away an iPod, thejamhole.com/contest. We will see you guys Monday. Thank you. We love you. Goodbye.
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 You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam, The Jam, The Jam Hole.com.